प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। रोल ऑफ बाप दादा एट अमृत वेला एंड रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज ऑफ चिल्ड्रन। टुडेज पॉइंट, एट अमृत वेला बाप दादा कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट्स चिल्ड्रन एंड गिव्स अस अश्योरेंस फॉर कमिंग ऑफ द ऑस्पिशियस डे। टुडे फ्रॉम अमृत वेला, द लविंग सॉन्ग्स ऑफ द लविंग चिल्ड्रन, the songs of the equal children who were celebrating a meeting, the sounds filled with zeal and enthusiasm of the children who are in contact, the love-filled sweet complaints of the children in bondage, the flowers of love of many children reached Bab Dada. All the elevated promises of powerful thoughts of the children in this land and abroad came very close to Bab Dada. Bab Dada is responding to all the children's thought of love and powerful thoughts. May you always be loving to Bab Dada. May you always be powerful and equal. May you always be close with zeal and enthusiasm. May you be a soul who is liberated and free from bondage with the fire of love. Children's days of becoming free from bondage are now almost here. The sounds of love from the children's heart will definitely awaken the Kumbhakarna soul. These same souls who create bondage will themselves be tied in the bondage of God's love. Bab Dada is giving special reassurance to the hearts of the daughters who are in bondage that their auspicious days are now coming. So Baba hears so many things at Amrit Vela. On one side are the loving children, and Baba is hearing love songs from them. On another side, they are seniors, equal children, and Baba hear the sound of meeting, and then there are souls who are in sambandh, sampar, contact or in relationship. Baba is hearing the sound which is filled with zeal and enthusiasm, and then the fourth group, those who are in bondage. Baba is hearing love-filled complaints. So the flowers of the love of many children reached Bab Dada. Also, whatever promises you had with Baba, especially those from abroad, the same promises are coming to Baba. Baba is equally responding to all the children's thoughts of love and powerful thoughts. And what answer Baba is giving? Baba is giving blessing. May you be loving always. May you be powerful, equal. May you be closed with zeal and enthusiasm. May you be soul who is liberated and free from bondage. And now Baba is remembering especially those children who are in bondage. Baba is giving reassurance, atat, to these daughters that your auspicious days are coming. Don't worry. The same souls who created bondages will themselves be tied in the bondage of God's love. Right from the day one of this yajna, there are children who were always in bondage. The husband is in gyan, wife is not in gyan. Parents are in gyan, children are not in gyan. Children are in gyan, parents are not in gyan. One parent is in gyan, another is not in gyan. Earlier they were in gyan, now they are no more in gyan. Earlier they were not in gyan, now they are in gyan. There are some who visit center every day. There are some who visit once a week or once fortnightly or once a month. And there are others who think that going to the center is of no use. And they think that that's a sign of childhood, childish nature. And they feel now we are matured. So we don't need anything else. So this group is a group with bondage. The husband doesn't allow. The family members don't like. There is a fear in the minds. What is that fear about Brahma Kumaris? Black magic? Magic. Okay. Only magic. What else? They create, they convert you into brother and sister. What else? There are a lot of restrictions about food. They destroy your freedom. What else? They make you wear, they take away all your desires, dreams and aspirations of the world. And they convert you into dry, arid sannyasis. And they impose brahmacharya upon you. What else? What are the fears? Food is there, yeah. What else? What fear? Why people don't want? What people will say, what will happen to our religion, our custom, our caste, our creed, our ceremonials, our rules, our regulations, the society. What will happen if we just become follower? Also, people fear because here you have to accept that till now you were in ignorance. So it's a great blow to one's ego. It's a great war upon the ego. So that ego gets defeated. Because here there is no much importance about your post position of the world. And another thing, if you start following, then you have to follow it fully. Then you start, you have to go compulsorily. And all those rules and regulations come. Amrit Vela is another thing people don't like. Life is so short, why not to enjoy sleep, drinking? They make you get up early in the morning. So disturbing. Another thing is silence. Is another thing. So there is a lot of fear, and most importantly, society. civilization. And another important thing is belief system, manyata. Somebody has taken birth in Christian family. So how can he accept an entirely new concept? Somebody has taken birth in some fanatic orthodox Hindu family. How can they accept this strange and weird concept? Somebody has taken birth in Buddhistic family where there is no question of God. Forget about his fatherhood. Somebody has taken birth in Islam. So there is no concept of father in Islam. Some people have problems with flags. Some people have problems with your pictures. You are showing this Lakshmi Narayan. This is absolutely Hinduism. We don't want to follow. We want non-sectarian religion. Some people have problem with Brahma. They have a strong objection to him. Okay, you worship God, that's fine. We accept this point of light. There's no problem. But why you are keeping this old man everywhere? Wherever you go, rather they feel that you are worshipping this man. So as if this Brahma is your God. So it is just like any other creed. It's a Gurudam. It's also a spiritual bazaar where every religious institution has got one guru. So you have this guru. Every religion institution worships their guru as God. So here also this is a guru and these are the followers. So they worship him. So how can I accept this Brahma? Rest everything is okay with us. But we can't accept. And then there are some logicians. For them who play with words and figures. For them this 5000 years is undigestible. It's unpalatable. From where you have brought this magical figure? And then there is another group of people for whom this golden age concept is totally useless. It's imaginary. And then there is another group of people who talk about realities of this world. You are talking of something invisible, which is not seen. Where is subtle world and where is your Paramdham? I can't see. Show me. And then there are people who want soul to be seen under microscope, otherwise we will not believe. They are scientific. Then there are people who are attached to scriptures, Granth, Upanishads, Vedas. You are going against Vedas by telling all these strange concepts. And then there are people who are devotees. Now they are worshipping Hanuman. And there is no statue or even picture of Hanuman anywhere. Then there are worshippers of Rama and worshippers of Krishna. You don't worship Krishna? You have kept his picture, but you don't worship him? He is the supreme personality of Godhead. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He alone is everything. So you don't chant any mantras? And then there are people who believe in a lot of yajnas or sacrificial fires, and there is no sacrificial fire. And then there are people who are given to strict austerities, strict rules for males and females, brahmacharis. And here they say they are mingling together. What sort of brahmacharya is this? This is not brahmacharya. For them, there are strict rules for males and females. They should be strictly separate. So they have objection. So there are so many layers of objections. Not one. Starting from food to brahmacharya. Problems with Brahma, problems with this philosophy. There are people who have got problem with the word Rajyoga. They said you have stolen this word. This is a Rajyoga of Patanjali. Why are you using the same word? And deceiving people. This is not Rajyoga. Rajyoga is that. 8 limbs. Patanjali is Rajyoga. Under the banner of Rajyoga, you are doing advertisement of your own philosophies. You are taking words from the scriptures and using them to your own advantages. You say you don't believe in Gita, but you are using words from Gita only and using to your own advantage. There is a problem. There is a copyright problem. You say that you don't visit cinemas and movies, but you are using songs from them. Or if not songs, their music you are using. Or your songs are on the same lyrics, same tune. Today Sakar Murli Baba said this is graveyard. Then why are you running after politicians? Why there are such words in your yajna as VIP and VVIP? A lot of objections. That's why. There are also problems about money. They say that this is a Brahma Kumari is a money minting place. There is a mint. How many buildings and how many areas and how rich you are. Look at your food, how rich that is. From where you get so much money. So there are people who have got objections, and because of these objections and because of some fears and because of societal norms and because of regulations and because of their attachment to scriptures and because of all their, and most importantly, their addiction to vices. Whenever somebody seeing speaking against spirituality, know that it is not he who is speaking, but his addiction to vices which is speaking. In this, just as when somebody talks against natural food, know that he is not at fault. It is his addiction to unnatural food which is speaking, not because his ego is hurt. That's why there's a pain here. So bondages. Baba is giving reassurance to those souls who are in bondages. Baba is saying, all those who create bondage for you, they will one day get tied in God's love. Bandhan dalne wale. What they will become? Prabhu prem ke bandhan mein bandh jayenge. They will get tied in the bondage of God's love one day. And one more important thing. What is bandhan? What is bondage? We say we are in bondage. My husband doesn't allow me, my wife doesn't allow me, my children don't like, my daughter-in-law doesn't like, my son-in-law doesn't like Brahma Kumaris. I am in bondage. Really, what is bondage? All the Upanishads start with one question. What is liberation and what is bondage? Bandhan kya? Mukti kya? What is sorrow? What is happiness? Dukkhasya kauna karanam? What is the reason for unhappiness in the world? But strangely, all Upanishads come to one conclusion that each soul is free. So when you are already free, what is the need for liberation? Where is the mukti when you are already free? So there is no question of liberation. When there is no bandhan, how can there be mukti? When there is no bondage, how can there be liberation? So, because every soul is free. All the bondages are your own created. You have created your own bondages. Your bondages are self-created. Self-masochism. What are the bondages? The first bondage is physical bondage. The second is emotional bondage. The third is intellectual bondage. The fourth is spiritual bondage. The sixth is social bondage. Financial bondage. Environmental bondage. There are the different bondages. Physical bondages. Soul is free. The physical bondage you have created by your own body consciousness. Otherwise, there is no need for crying out. So Baba is talking with this, what the world is. Word is bandheli, those who are in bondage. Somebody can chain your body, but can they chain your mind? Somebody can put you behind the bars and in prison, but how can they imprison your mind? The mind is free. Somebody can bound you, but nobody can chain your mind. There's one person who has written his autobiography, and he says that I was imprisoned by Hitler. He was Jews, and he was kept in the prison by Hitler. But I remained unaffected, because he can imprison my body, but not my mind. My mind is free as ever. So nobody can imprison your mind. So physical bondage is no bondage at all. And that's why physical liberation is also no liberation at all. That's why political freedom is the weakest of all the freedom. India has become free politically in 1947. But is India really free? Unless and until the bondages and the freedom from vices take place, there is no freedom. The second is emotional freedom, emotional detox. The mind is filled with guilt consciousness. The mind is filled with greed, lust, sorrow, unhappiness, attachments. This is a bondage, the greatest bondage. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, this is graveyard. Don't attach your heart to this graveyard. This is temporary show. This is Maya's pomp. This is all your emotional attachments. Intellectual attachment. Attachment to knowledge. I know this, I know that. I know this scripture, I know this Murli and that Murli. That also constitute intellectual bondages. I know this, I can do this, I can give speeches and I can do. Conduct seminars and workshops and so many things. They also create bondage. Then emotional spiritual bondages. I am a BK and I am this and I am Brahmin. This itself gives rise to a sort of ego. We eat this, we don't eat that. Earlier when you were non-vegetarian, you had no problem, you were happy. But when you become vegetarian, you had a strong hatred for those who follow non-vegetarian diet. You feel that they are very bad people, they kill. They eat meat. You have strong hatred for such people who are non-vegetarian. But remember, once upon a time you were also non-vegetarian. Okay, so you are a vegetarian now and you feel very proud. But then, there's a problem here also. Some objection can be against you. You kill vegetables, they also have life. What about that? The same killing is involved there also. So many objections can be taken. So that also ego. Anything which you achieve with effort leads to ego. Let things happen naturally. Very, very spontaneously. Then the ego will not come. Any purushat, whether Amritvela or Brahmachari or food, anything, let it come naturally. Very slowly. Gradually. With understanding. So all these are mental bondages. Our bondages are within us, not outside. No human being can create bondage for me. It's my own created bondage. So that's why Baba is saying, Baba is giving Vardhan, blessing to these people, saying that don't worry. The same souls who create bondage will themselves be tied in the bondages of God, bondage of God's love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Role of Bab Dada at Amritvela and responsibilities of children. At Amritvela, Bab Dada congratulate children and gives assurance of coming of the auspicious day. Today from Amritvela, the loving song of the loving children, the song of the equal children who were celebrating a meeting, the sound filled with zeal and enthusiasm. of the children who are in contact. The love filled sweet complaints of the children in bondage and the flower of love of many children reached Bab Dada. All the elevated promises of powerful thoughts of the children in this land and abroad come very close to Bab Dada. Bab Dada is responding to all the children's thoughts of love and powerful thoughts. May you always be loving to Bab Dada. May you always be powerful and equal. May you always be close with zeal and enthusiasm. May you be a soul who is liberated and free from bondage with the fire of love. Children's days of becoming free from bondage are now almost here. The sound of love from the children's heart will definitely awaken the Kumbhakarna souls. These same souls who create bondages will themselves be tied in the bondage of God's love. Bab Dada is giving special reassurance to the heart of the daughters who are in bondage that their auspicious day are now coming. Om Shanti.